God is responding to your faith. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I curse this cancer in this lung. I curse it right now, and I command you, you devil, I curse every cell. I command these lungs to be free from cancer in Jesus' name. I command you to come out right now. Loose him in the name of Jesus. Loose him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, what couldn't you do? Could you not take a deep breath? What could you not do?
A lump in my here, and then they went in and did a biopsy, and they had me on. They drained my lung. I've had my lungs, water off my left lung drained 3 times, and they had me on a chemo pill. And well, that stopped working here about what, 2 months ago, honey? And so they put me on. I go every 3 weeks for 3 days for the liquid or the IV chemo now. And, you know, I quit driving because I'm afraid that I don't want to hurt somebody coming at me. And so I quit driving, and she drives me when she's not working. And on Thursday nights, the lady that helps take care of me, too, at home, has been bringing me to church on Thursday night.
Amen. Now, is there any limitation to your lungs being the way they are?
I guess I can breathe and I can do stuff, but I had radiation done on this shoulder and arm, and it's kind of messed this shoulder up. But
what's it do to your shoulder?
I got to do this.
Oh, okay. All right. You believe God could strengthen this hand and you be able to lift it?
Yes, sir.
I do too. We don't believe for anything. We get just what we believe in for. All right. We're going to believe right now for the shoulder. Okay? In the name, come on, folks. Stretch forth your hand. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command you, shoulder right now, I command you to be strengthened. Oh, God, I loose the working of miracles in the name of Jesus. I command you, loose him and let him go in Jesus Christ's name. Now, God, I thank you for it right now. Come on, see what you can do. Let's see if you can do it. Let's not use this hand. Come on, let's see what you can do. Okay, that's all right. Let me tell you something. You do that every day. You remember the guy in Switzerland? They brought this guy in. He's blind. He's everything but dead. He can't move. He nothing. Can't talk. And I said, Lord, mercy. They said, he can't do anything. I said, okay. So I prayed for him. I said, now just let him be. I said, and God will raise him up. Before we got to the end of the healing line, first thing he did, started moving this. And I asked his wife, I said, could he do that before? She said, no. I said, well, there you go, working of miracles. Before long, his eye popped open. Before long, his arm went up. Before long, his legs started going up. Before long, he's totally healed. Don't ever despise small beginnings. You do just what you could do, as much as you can do. That's all you can do, and God will do the rest. Amen. I do too. You just keep doing just what you're doing. And you do it all the time. Have you met that guy behind you? And you like him too? Heal his mind, Jesus. All right, now, miracles happen just like that. I wish I could tell you how many people we have sent home. Remember the woman that had her, she was born, her face was twisted, her jaw was over here, she was blind, she was deaf. And I'd called for the deformed and birth defects. I prayed for her. I cast the deaf devil out, and I went to pray for a blind eye, and God said, leave her alone. Tell her to go home. Her head was over like this. She had a drool towel. I sent her home. I told her mother, bring her back tomorrow. What was the worst case scenario? I just wouldn't pray for her if I saw her, if it didn't work. Had to have it out. Next night, she comes, and she stands right in front of me, and I said, what's wrong with you, ma'am? Her mother pops her head around her shoulder, and she said, don't you remember her? I said, no. She said, she was the one whose head was tilted, whose jaw was out of place, and she had a drool towel, and she was blind when you sent her home last night. When she woke up this morning, her eye popped open, her face retwisted, and now she's normal, speaking, and God has healed her. Listen, it happens all the time, doesn't it? It happens all the time. Don't ever. Dallas, Texas. I love Dallas, Texas. This woman come, she was about this tall. So I said, what's wrong with you, ma'am? She tilted her head, she had this seeing eye dog. Good looking dog. And she said, I was born with no eyeballs. I'm thinking, why are you in this prayer line? You need to be someplace else. I said, you believe God can do this? She said, yep. I said, okay. I prayed for her and I said, what can you see? She said, I think I see light. I said, okay, go home. I said, we're working in miracles and you'll come back and give your testimony. So I go on and finish the meeting and I leave town. I come back the next year. Have a prayer line. This big, tall woman comes. This time she don't have a dog. And I said, yes, ma'am, what can I do for you? She said, you don't remember me. I said, no, ma'am. She said, I was the one born with no eyes. I had a seeing eye dog. You prayed for me and told me to go home. She said, when I was at home, God gave me two brand new working eyes. They came and took the dog away. Now I don't have no dog, but I got two good eyes. My son-in-law thought I was a liar. Yeah, doubted me. Then he had a children's pastor came in to do a children's conference. And guess what? He attended that church. And so they were talking, and my son-in-law says, you know, my pastor tells my father-in-law tells me that, you know, he prayed for a woman in Dallas didn't have no eyeballs, and she got two eyeballs. He said, you're kidding. Your father-in-law is Peter Dosek? He said, yeah, why? He said, I know that woman. She's a personal friend of mine. She still sees today. Yeah, these aren't stories, folks. These are real happenings, and they happen all the time. Just all the time. They happen. Expect a miracle. Because it doesn't take much. Amen. Just doesn't take much. I remember Jenny Clark. They used to carry her in. You remember her, Linda? Where's Linda? They used to carry Jenny Clark in. She was totally crippled from her chest on down. Been in a chemical accident. I really didn't even know her because they would get her out of the sanctuary before the people started leaving. So one day we worship God. And the worship service ended about 1 o'clock. And God said, have a healing line. I said, God. I said, man, come on. We've been praising God for like 3 hours here. He said, pray for the sick. I said, okay. So I called for the sick. Jenny Clark is being held up by her arms, under her armpits like this. Jenny Clark lives in Lima, Ohio. Her son is our sound system guy. And so they were holding Jenny, and I just walked by and I said, in the name of Jesus, God heal her. So I just kept on moving. All of a sudden, I hear this commotion. I look down and she's dancing. Everybody said, oh, she's dancing. I said, we're Pentecostal. The weird ones are those that don't. Now think of that. on Sunday morning when you're sitting there watching everybody. Weird Pentecostals don't dance. That means they're half Baptist and half Pentecostal. Just prove to everybody you're Pentecostal. Get up there and just dance. Well, I can't dance. Just act crazy. They think it's dancing. And Jenny Clark was totally healed that day. And every once in a while, she'll pop in, and, you know, they're old now. She'll say, "Pastor, this is my 14th year of my miracle when you prayed for me and God healed me." God could do that to anybody. To anybody. And the list just goes on and on of people that have been healed. So don't ever doubt what God has done and what God is doing. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. How's your hearing? No. Is he hard of hearing? Okay, is it more dominant in this ear right here? Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I curse this earwax buildup, God. In fact, a guy in my church thought he was deaf, and he went to the ear doctor, and the ear doctor took the wax out, and lo and behold, he got healed. Now, in the name of Jesus, God, I loose the working of miracles into this ear and into the other ear. God, this wax buildup will stop. And God, there'll be no loss of hearing in Jesus' name. Come out of him right now, and I loose the working of miracles in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. All right, let's lift up our hands today. Lift them up. Hallelujah. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, all this lower back pain is going to leave you. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I speak to a cleansing of blood. I don't know if they took you to the doctor. You went to the doctor and might have had like the beginning of arthritis. That is a blood disease, and I curse it right now. And I loose, God, the working of miracles in Jesus Christ's name. And I thank you for it, Father. Praise God. In the name of Jesus. Now, God, I loose blessing upon every individual that is in this place. I loose blessing, God, upon this house. God, I preached what you put in my mouth. It is a season and a time. Let the winds, God, blow from the city and the throne of God. Let the winds blow from the north, God. And let them stir and revive. God, we thank you for this season. We put ourselves into your hands. God, this is your time. Do that which only you can do. Hallelujah. Is there somebody here by the name of Gail or Gay? Might be your middle name. Anyone? All righty. Praise God. All righty. Let's pray for Candy Keller. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak, God, right now to this heart that needs to go back into rhythm. God, all this swelling that has come from this procedure. And God, I curse it, and I command that heart, God, to come in to rhythm in Jesus' name. God, I loose it and I thank you for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Eric. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lift your hands up one more time. Father, the goodness of the Lord. Let the goodness of the Lord. Let the goodness of the Lord. Let the goodness of God rest and settle upon these people. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. And Linda, can we sing that song, the last one that you sung? Can you do that?
Yep.
All righty. Thank you, Linda. And Thursday night with Chris, you're going to be blessed. And then Friday night, invite somebody that needs a miracle. And if you were here last time, you know things are going to happen. Amen? So, God bless you. We love you. You never get out this early. Your pastor's here. So you need to tell him to have me back. No, I'm kidding. Hallelujah. Praise God. Keep your pastor and his wife up in prayer and his son, okay? God bless you. Thank you for coming today.